So when Ann and Todd had approached me about sharing my testimony and my basic faith story, my initial reaction was absolutely not. I'm not a fan of public speaking, and nor do I think I'm really any good at it. I'm also sometimes ashamed, if that's the word to use, of my story, mainly because I've had a relatively privileged upbringing with parents who loved me and raised me in the faith, and I simply chose the wrong path. I feel that my story doesn't measure up to others who have overcome more trying circumstances in their lives. However, when I was speaking to Ann, he had mentioned that not everyone can relate to those types of experiences, and that you need a balance of both to reach everyone, which gave me some comfort and perspective. Anyways, I told Ann and Todd that I would think and pray about it, and since I'm here now, it's obvious that God had other plans. So I hope my story and testimony will be able to resonate in some way with you, but if nothing else, at least it will be an example of stepping out of your comfort zone when God calls you to do so. Before I go into what God has done in my life in the past year or so, I wanted to share my basic faith story to offer some insight and background. As I had mentioned, I grew up in a Christian home and attending a non-denominational church in Woburn, the Lord's Gathering. I'm not sure if anyone is familiar with it. I love Jesus and I committed my life to him, but as can be the case with many who grew up in the church, I later realized that my faith was more of my parents and not my own. I more or less showed up to church and said my prayers and followed the rules because my parents had told me to do so. Looking back on it, I had weak roots in my own faith, and that would set the stage for what would happen as I began to be exposed to the world. I never really had a problem walking in my faith when I was younger. My Italian mother and grandmother, as they so often do, had effectively shielded me from the temptations of the world. Also, during my younger years, living out my faith did not necessarily conflict with or prohibit me from participating in things that were considered cool. I guess what I'm trying to convey is that it was relatively easy to walk in my faith because I had no other appealing alternatives. However, my popularity started to rise about my sophomore year in high school, and that led to opportunities to attend parties and hang out with older kids and the in crowd. During this period, I was exposed to many things for the first time, and those things that were now considered cool began to conflict with my faith. At first, I would just show up to parties to be social, but the more I was around that environment, the more that lifestyle took root within me. I began casually drinking, which led to light drug usage, which led to heavy drinking, and then for a period, prescription drug usage. During this time, I'm not sure if there's anything I did right. In addition to my substance abuse, I was disobedient and disrespectful to my parents, engaged in sexual sin, as well as the idolatry of money and power. There was even a short period of time which I was kicked out of my house during my senior year of high school due to my prescription drug usage. Worst of all, I terribly represented my faith. You see, during this whole period, I was still going to church every week and claiming I was a Christian. At that age, when your friends or younger siblings see this, it can really distort their view of Christianity and even push them further away from God. During this period, which lasted from about ages 15 to 21, I would take minor steps forward, followed by a couple steps back, shedding one vice and indulging further in another to compensate. God would pull me away from one thing, and I would delve further into another. I was looking to fill the void in my heart and find answers in the things of this world. I was putting everything in this world before my faith. The summer after I graduated from my undergraduate would prove to be a turning point in my life. I was working around the clock at my internship, taking summer graduate school classes to compensate for mistakes I had made earlier in my college career due to lifestyle choices, and spending my little remaining time partying with friends, working out, playing video games, etc. I only say this all to emphasize that my faith was not a priority in my life. It was relegated to a church service a week and an occasional prayer. It was certainly an afterthought. During August of this summer, the summer of 2012, just as my classes and internship were about to come to an end, and the chaos would be over, I had a health scare and was rushed to the ER by my mom. Neither us or the doctors were exactly sure what happened, but I had lost complete feeling in almost my whole body, and my heart rate was skyrocketing. Obviously, during this time of need, I turned to God, and after some time in the ER, I had recovered from my symptoms. I believe that God used this experience to give me time to take a step back from life and look back on the past few years. I spent the next couple of days alone with my thoughts, which gave me the opportunity to reflect on and reevaluate my life. It was at this point, alone and fearful, that I finally realized my way wasn't working. It's funny because the whole time I was living this lifestyle, part of me knew that it wasn't in line with the way that I was supposed to be living, but the other part of me simply didn't care. I believed in God, but that was the extent of my faith, which obviously is a necessary starting point, but as Christians we are called to much more, and we are called to live a life that's set apart from the rest of the world. It was during this time that I began the process of recommitting my life to Christ. Some areas of my life came around quicker, and others took more time. But there was certainly and has been tremendous progress. God has surely been at work in the 4+ years since I've recommitted my life to Him. He has removed sinful desires from my heart, restored relationships with those close to me, and given me opportunities to be a light for His kingdom. Make no mistake, this would have not been possible for me without God. So now that you know a little bit about my background, I would just like to share a couple of the blessings that God has bestowed upon me during the past year. I chose these two in particular because they had been prevalent issues or voids in my life, which I had brought to God in prayer, and He had answered within the past year or so. While some may be more tangible and others more spiritual, I truly believe God was behind all of them. The thing I am so thankful for this year, and I hope they don't kill me for saying this, is the friendship and fellowship of Matt and Kate Ertzos. They're in the back right there, in case you're wondering. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, due to changing dynamics within the church we attended, many of my church friends' families left our church. Since that time, I've never really had Christian friends my age. In hindsight, it's easy to see that this played a factor in my departure from my walk. Even when we first started attending Hope, at which point when I was out of college and I became involved with the youth and young adults, I really didn't have anyone my age to relate to. There was, of course, the beloved Paul Simpson, but he shortly thereafter sadly departed from us. This had really disheartened me for quite a while and held me back in my spiritual growth. I was often hanging out with others who weren't necessarily bad people, but they certainly were not encouraging, challenging, or walking alongside me in my faith. Fellowship was something that I had often brought to God in prayer. Well, last winter, Matt and Kate started attending Hope. Kate quickly got involved with the youth, and she introduced Matt and I. Matt's now also helping with the group, with the youth, and we are the three best friends anyone's ever had. We actually have a group chat titled The Three Amigos. I can't even begin to describe the impact they've had on my life. We can talk to each other about things of faith or different situations we're going through in life, or just hang out and watch the Pats or a movie. They are more than just my church friends. They have given me godly advice, insight, and comfort. They challenge and encourage me to grow in my faith. They are always there when I need someone to talk to, and they are a model couple to look up to. I'm so grateful for them and that God answered that prayer. I've finally been able to experience the importance of fellowship and the impact that surrounding yourself with the right people can have in all areas of life, especially in your faith. So thanks, guys. Another huge prayer that God answered this year was in the form of a new job. Coming out of college, I got a job at the 5th largest accounting firm in the world. And while I was aware of the time commitment it would be, it began to be excessive and take its toll on my life. I was grateful to have a well-paying job out of school and had no problem putting in the work to climb the ladder, but there's certainly a line to be drawn. My job was consuming my life, and looking back on it, I believe I had made my career an idol in my life. While I was still living at home, my mother would complain that all I did was sleep there. And my brothers would take jabs at me for being a workaholic, because that's how brothers address their issues with one another. I would go through periods of time where I wouldn't see friends for months. I also had been helping out at youth group on Friday nights, but outside of that, had little to no interaction with the youth. While I was still able to connect through this time, it's difficult when there's only one of you and you have a limited window. I had begun to feel that God had put it on my heart to invest more time with them and develop meaningful relationships. So I started to pray for wisdom and direction and for God to make clear his will in this area of my life, and he did. In the midst of another busy spurt in August, I got a phone call from the CFO of the company I interned at during college. I returned his call when I got out of work, which was around midnight, figuring he wouldn't answer, but he did. And he asked if I would meet him for breakfast sometime that week. The only time I could meet was early Sunday morning before church, which isn't a great time for most people, but he accommodated again. So we met, and he offered me a job on the spot for significantly more money and with significantly less hours, although he needed to know within the next couple of days, which is obviously a really quick turnaround for a big decision. And there are also a couple other factors that made the decision more difficult than it appears. But I'm not going to mention them because they're my current employer. So I prayed about it and consulted with those close to me, and God had instilled a sense of peace and comfort within me, so I accepted the offer. Again, it's difficult to quantify the impact that this answered prayer has had on my life. I now get home early enough on weeknights to walk the dogs and spend time focusing on reading the Word rather than half listening to my Bible app. I've been able to be more involved in the life of my brothers and my parents and my friends. I've also been able to spend a lot of time with the youth outside of Friday nights, and we have developed some close relationships. I hope that I have helped them to grow in their faith and have been a positive influence for Christ in their lives, as their commitment to their faith has certainly positively influenced mine. Something that I was lacking as a youth was a mentor somewhere in between a parent figure and a friend, and I hope that I've been able to fill that void for at least some of them. Although I'm not complaining about the increase in pay, having the time back to spend with my family, friends, and in fellowship, spiritual growth, and service here at Hope has been the greatest blessing. So in conclusion, 2016 has certainly been a year in which God had answered prayer in a major way for me, and I just want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to share with you today.